Welcome to the Intuitively You podcast, where we chat all things intuitive eating, body image, finding peace with food, and so much more. I'm your host, Jen Baswick, intuitive eating dietitian and embodiment coach, and I'm your guide along your journey to food freedom so that you can improve your relationship with food and your body to no longer hold you back from living your best, most fulfilling life. We'll be chatting about all the real talk, the tips and tricks, the struggles, and most importantly, how you, yes you, can finally find peace with food and your body. After each episode, I'll be sure to wrap it up with some takeaways for you to implement in your life, so make sure to stick around until the end. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why do I feel so out of control around food? What is it with me that's making me feel this way? What have I done wrong? What's going on? Why can't I just feel in control around food? If that's the case, if you have ever had those thoughts cross your mind, I want you to know first and foremost, you are so not alone. And second of all, I want you to know that it is possible to shift things, and this is not a character flaw of you. It's not a testament to you being a failure or anything like that. Your mind loves to play tricks on you and tell you all of those negative things about yourself when you're feeling out of control around food. But really, this is something that is very common. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it here. I've been through it. I've experienced it. And this is what I do. This is the work that I do. I help folks feel less out of control around food. So if those thoughts have been going on, you are so not alone, and I want to talk about it. So that's exactly what this episode today is going to be about. We're going to dive into why you might be feeling out of control around food. I'm going to try my best to explain as much of this as possible. I know that there's so much that goes into this, but I thought breaking it down in a fun way in this episode, I don't know if it's fun. Maybe it's fun to me because I'm like, this sounds or seems like a really fun way to go about it. Maybe it's not so fun, but anyways, I digress. I thought a fun way of going about this would be shedding light on why you might be thinking you feel out of control around food. And then the flip side of like, okay, that's maybe not necessarily true. Why are you actually feeling out of control with food? Like, what's actually going on behind that thought of yours? And then what to do about it. And I have five kind of big ones that I hear folks saying often. And for a little teaser of what you can expect, there are things like, you know, I just don't have enough willpower, or I failed and I can't stick to, you know, whatever this idea of clean eating is in my mind, or the certain calorie amount. I just like, I can't control my appetite. That, or things like, oh, I'm constantly eating bad or junk food and I need to make up for it. I need to correct that. Or that you just, you know, feel like you just cannot stop grabbing food mindlessly when you're stressed or bored. And finally, the last one I want to cover in this episode is you feeling like you just can't trust yourself around food. And as I say all of those might be things that, again, have crossed your mind, and know that those are very valid thoughts, but there's actually something else going on. Those are kind of like the surface level thoughts our brains lead us to believe, like, oh, this bad thing that I'm doing or something I'm doing needs to be fixed, like blah, 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 all the stories that we tell ourselves. But I'm going to break those down into like, what's actually going on there? Why are you actually feeling out of control with food? And what's behind that like surface level thought? Like, what's happening to make you actually have these habits with food? So we're going to break that down in this episode. So hopefully that's getting you excited. I'm excited to dive into this one. But before we do, I really, really want to let you know about the free workshop that I have coming up. And my Food Freedom Friends, or Food Freedom Insiders, so my broadcast channel on Instagram and my email list, helped me to choose the topic for this one. So I am extra excited to be hosting it because it has really been, you know, built with this community in mind. And I went with the most popular topic request. And that topic is how to actually listen to your body. So that's what we're going to be diving into in this free workshop that I'm going to be hosting. The workshop itself is going to happen on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024 at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And if you can't make it live, know that there will be a limited time replay available. It will only be available for, I believe, a couple weeks after that date. So if you're here much after April 2024, my apologies, my friend, it might not be available anymore. But if you are here and listening to this around the time that it's coming out, then I would absolutely love for you to sign up and join us. This workshop's going to be awesome. I'm just so excited for it. It's completely free. It's on Zoom. So you can watch it from the comfort of your own home, getting all cozy and whatnot. And really, this workshop is for the person who feels like just listening to your body isn't working for you. And that likely isn't working for you because it's just not that simple. Inside of this free workshop, you're going to learn the things that are preventing you from actually listening to your body, what listening to your body really means, and the methods that actually work for it. Some real life examples, like I really love by learning through examples, and I know a lot of you do too. So I'm going to be sharing some real life examples in the workshop of what this like actually listening to your body thing looks like in action. So you can, you know, see how you can apply it to your life as well. And then also some tangible tips and next steps that you can take to find true peace with food. So that is really the workshop in a nutshell. And one last thought I want to share on it, because this is like really like the people I had in mind when I was creating this, which I know is you. If you've ever thought to yourself this idea of like, oh, well, if I just listen to my body, I would be elbows deep in the ice cream tub or the box of cookies or the bags of chips all the time. Like, how am I supposed to just listen to my body if I'm just going to go overboard all the time? Like, no, I don't want to do that. That seems so wild. So anyways, if that resonates, you definitely don't want to miss this free workshop. It is, again, going to be live on Wednesday, April 3rd at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And if you can't make it live, there will be a limited time replay. And if you want to sign up for this, save your free seat, you can head to the link in the show notes just below this episode. And I am so excited to see you there. So I will see you at the workshop, but let's dive into this exciting podcast episode that I have for you today. I can't wait to go over this one. And really, like I said before, we're really going to dive into what you might be thinking about when you feel out of control around food, thinking what's going on, what's wrong, what's actually happening, and then what to do about it. So the first one I want to talk about is this idea of, I just don't have enough willpower, right? That thought crossing your mind, and it's a common one, right? Because a lot of messaging out there to, you know, feel better around food and eat in a way that makes you feel good, and like diet culture too, like all of it really is just kind of saying like, we'll just have willpower, just don't eat it. Like, as if it's that easy. It's not. We all know that. But you can then tell yourself this story of like, well, I feel out of control around food because I just don't have enough willpower. It's my fault because I don't have enough willpower. And what I want to offer you here is, if you've listened to the previous episode that I did, like all about willpower specifically, that one's probably good. If you have that thought and it keeps coming up for you, it might be a good one to listen to. But really what I want to say here is, what's actually going on here, if you're feeling like you just don't have enough willpower, is that you're likely really just in this place of working against your body instead of working with it. And what I mean by that is that you are likely trying to squeeze yourself into some eating rules or food rules or, you know, time-based rules or whatever that looks like, amount-based rules, whatever. Right? Some kind of rules, types of foods, shoulds, shouldn'ts, all that, that wasn't built with you in mind. It was an idea that you got from someone else, somewhere else. And it's something that you're holding on to. And if you can't live up to that expectation that you have of yourself and what eating should, quote unquote, or quote unquote, should look like, then you feel like you're doing something wrong, like you don't have enough willpower to live up to that, but in reality, is that thing that you're trying to live up to when it comes to eating and your standards or expectations with eating, is that actually realistic? And like, actually let that sink in for a second, because you might think like, well, everyone else can do it. Of course it is. It's just a problem with me. No. Can everyone else do it? Or are they just not saying that they're struggling with it? Right? I think that's a big eye opener I had on my journey to healing my relationship with food, was that, you know, I used to be in a place where I wanted to tell everyone about these things that I was doing or trying to do, like the clean eating ways or diets that I was on, whatever. I couldn't follow them. I was not following them at the time. Like, I would try my best to, but I would be on the wagon, off the wagon, on the wagon, off the wagon. And in that place of me being like, oh, I just don't have enough willpower. But from the outside looking in, it looked like I had it all under control, but I really didn't. So anyways, all of this to say, if you have these expectations of yourself when it comes to eating, just like really question, like, is that actually realistic? Am I actually being realistic with myself here? And the answer might be no, and that's okay if it's no, because we've been conditioned to think all of these really rigid things about food and the way we need to be eating or should be eating over the years. So the what to do about this one is really the reverse. So if we're, you know, working against our body, we want to start working with it. So let's work with your body instead of against it. Instead of thinking, oh, I just don't have enough willpower, right? Like, maybe if you feel that way, you're feeling that way because you're not meeting your own needs, right? Your body is realizing like, oh, I have some unmet needs here, right? Like, if you're not eating enough, if you're not eating enough variety of food, if you're cutting food groups, or if you have like some emotional needs going on, all of these different needs, physical needs, emotional needs, unmet needs of your system, your body might be recognizing that. You might not be, because you're trying to live up to all the shoulds, but your body is still going to try and drive you to meet that need, right? Whether that's eating enough, or if that's, you know, trying to find a way to cope with how you're feeling, whatever it is, your body's going to drive you to meet the unmet need. And that may feel to you like you don't have enough willpower, but your body is really just trying to help you. And you're trying to work against it. And that causes a disconnect and it feels icky. And I know this one took me a long time to realize, because I thought my body just couldn't get a grip. Like, I was mad at it. I was mad that I couldn't, quote unquote, have enough willpower, because I really wanted to fit into those shoulds around food, of eating a certain way, making it look a certain way, all of those things. But really, I had to surrender a little bit there and start working with my body and being on its side, because I know that it's on my side too. Our bodies are just conditioned to literally keep us alive and support us biologically, physiologically, all of these ways. And if we're not helping it with those needs, it's still going to try and do it. It's going to try and override what you're, you know, trying to force yourself into with willpower. Okay, so that's my little riff on willpower, and the like reason for feeling out of control around food here would be that, you know, you're working against your body instead of with it. Okay, so that is number one. We've got four more to go through. I'm like looking at my time while I'm recording this episode, and I'm like, I thought this was going to be a short one. I like to talk a lot, if you don't already realize that, but I love talking about these things. So I'm trying to give you like all the juice, right? But let's go on to the second one that I wanted to share. And this one is like the idea that you might be thinking is that you are, or you have failed in a way, that you can't stick to a certain, say, calorie amount if you're, you know, actively tracking or not, right? Oftentimes, even if we've let go of the act of tracking, we still have that idea in our head, right? And if you did years of tracking, that idea might still be stuck in your head. It's hard to shake. Feeling like you can't stick to that, feeling like you failed because you can't stick to whatever idea of quote unquote clean eating that you have in your mind, And maybe like along the lines of this one too, something I've also heard that I think would maybe go into this category is like, I just can't control my appetite, right? Like my appetite's too big. I can't control it. And there are, of course, I want to say, preface this one by saying there are things that could truly like be going on to take a look at here. And this is very nuanced, but generally speaking, with this one, what often happens, or this thought around feeling out of control around food and it being like, I'm a failure. I just like, I can't stick to these things. I can't control my appetite, all this stuff, is that you really just might be restricting yourself of food, of energy, of fuel, of what your body needs to keep you alive, needs to support your life and all the things that you're doing in it. You might just not have enough energy, or maybe you're, you know, limiting certain types of foods and your body's not getting enough like nutrients all around to be able to support you. And your body is like, oh my God, like I can't run on empty. What are you doing? And it's really like that classic analogy of like, would you really be running your car on empty, or would you take it to the gas station and fill it up? Like, we're not going to run a car on empty with no fuel in it. And I know that might not be the best example in this scenario, but really what I'm trying to say here is if you're trying to stick to some outside of you external idea of like, need to eat this number of calories, or I need to eat only this much food, or I need to eat like the food needs to look like this, or whatever the idea is, that is probably, I'm going to guess, restrictive in a way. If it came from diet culture, if it came from some kind of plan or app or whatever, it's probably not what your body needs. And I don't love to talk calories on here, but I know that this one is a really common one that comes out all the time. And I just want to say it because like, I think it's important to be said. And that is that 1200 calories is not enough for you. Not enough. 1200 calories is not enough for an adult female, adult period, right? No. It's not. 1200 calories is like closer to the energy requirements of a very small toddler. Like, you need a lot more than that. That is not what you need. I don't know why all of the apps or trackers or diets or whatever the heck out there always defaults to that, seemingly that number. And again, I don't like to get fixated on numbers, and I don't want you to get fixated on numbers, but I do want you to know that that is not enough. And if your mind has been defaulting to like adding up whatever you're eating and trying to fit it into that much, no, that's not going to work for you. You're going to keep quote unquote failing that because it's not enough for your body. And like I was saying on the other point, your body literally is trying to support you. If that amount biologically is not meeting the needs of your body, all the systems and processes are going on behind the scenes for your body. If it's not getting enough energy for that, it's going to rebel. It's going to push you to eat more food. It's going to drive you to maybe eat more food that is more like quick energy for you. So the foods that we like to label as quote unquote bad, things like cookies, chips, ice cream, like all those types of foods, they will give your brain body more fast glucose or sugar, right? Glucose is the primary fuel source of many things in our body. It's what makes a lot of the systems go. And if your body knows that those foods are the ones that are going to get me the energy the fastest, like, let's go, because I'm not getting enough energy. We got to get more. And I'm going to get more quicker from those foods. So let's eat more of those foods. So anyways, I might get on a rant with this one, but what I want you to know here is that those things, the calorie amounts or counts or whatever from apps, or even like the what I eat in a day is on TikTok, those kinds of things, many of these are likely not enough. And the thing that needs to be worked on here is really re-nourishment for your body and being able to eat enough and eat consistently so that your body feels supported and safe. Because if your body is feeling like on edge because it's like on the verge of starving all the time, like it's going to drive some funky things to go on to get its needs met, to get that energy met. So this is a really big one. And this is a really big foundational one, is to re-nourish your body. So yeah, that's what I have to say on that one. Again, I could probably riff forever, but there's that. The next one I want to talk about is this, another idea that might be floating around in your head around feeling out of control around food. And then what do we think about ourselves? There could be this idea that is, you know, quote unquote, I'm like constantly eating bad or junk food, which I don't like calling them that, but you know, in your words, in past self, my past self's words, constantly eating like bad or junk food, and I need to make up for it. I need to correct that, right? And really this, like, this phrase in general is such a stark example of the said diet binge cycle, right? Because the diet binge cycle is really, or diet cycle, or diet overeat, or restrict overeat. You can call it kind of all these different things, but I often refer to it as the diet binge cycle. Because what happens here is that, you know, you enter the cycle because you feel like you need to, you know, do something to either, you know, make yourself smaller or eat more clean or whatever that, you know, restrictive piece is. You enter the cycle with that intention, and then you think you need to, you know, do the restrictive eating behavior to fix that thing. And so you do that, and then you are restricting from like what you're eating in some kind of way. You might not label it as restriction, right? We might be calling it clean eating or eating good, or, you know, it could sound like that. And then your body from that restriction ends up feeling deprived. And then that's where those urges and drive and like can't leave food alone, fall off the wagon kind of thing comes in. And then you end up overdoing it with food. You either overeat or you binge and kind of go quote unquote overboard, right? And then after that, you're feeling more guilt and you're feeling more shame and all of those things. And then it feels like you need to start all over again of like, oh my God, look what I did. Now I need to fix it. So how do I fix it? I do the restrictive things again. I get a grip on how I'm eating. I eat better. I eat more clean, right? And around this loop-de-loop we go of the diet binge cycle, and it never stops. And if we have this idea of I'm constantly eating bad or junk food and I need to make up for it, I need to fix that, then you're never going to escape the cycle, right? And really, like, the how to do this or how to overcome this, like what to do about what's going on here in this diet cycle, is to escape the diet cycle. If we continue to make up for what we ate, we will forever be stuck in that cycle, because once we're in that restrictive phase, then our body is going to try and correct it. And it's going to bring us back to trying to get more food in and driving those, you know, mechanisms that make us eat more food when we're feeling deprived of food. And that's where we need to break the cycle, to break free, is to stop trying to make up for these things. And I think something else that really goes hand in hand with this piece of breaking free from the diet binge cycle is to, yeah, not do the making up for piece, but also to rewire your mindset towards food. That's a big one, because like in the example that I gave, we're calling food bad or junk and all those funky ways that make us feel funky ways about food. And really, we have to rewire those beliefs towards food. We really, really do. And we have to let go of all of the years of the diet culture BS that is stuck in our heads so much, that's running through our minds all day, and especially when we're making food decisions or having interactions with food. So yeah, those are my thoughts for this one. Escaping the diet cycle, ending that cycle of having to make up for things or get back on track, ending that and rewiring our mindset towards food, really shifting those away from all of the negative thinking, like this is bad, this is junk, I'm bad, right? All that kind of stuff. So that is that one, my friends. Just jumping in here to quickly interrupt this episode to share something with you in case you're looking to take your journey to food freedom to the next level. If you're resonating with what you're listening to here on the Intuitively You podcast, I just know that you could truly thrive with getting support within my signature program, Embodied Food Freedom. Embodied Food Freedom is a highly supportive, small group coaching program that I really carefully crafted to help you get all of the best guidance, tools, tailored support, and community that you need to truly go from binge eating, overeating, emotional eating, stressing over food, and feeling stuck in the diet cycle to finally feeling at peace and in control around food to learn how to embody your version of food freedom. This program has so many wonderful features like live small group coaching sessions. Really, it's like getting one-on-one coaching time within a small group environment where you also get to learn from others. You get all of what you need to know to know how to really break free from the binge cycle and move towards food freedom in my Freedom Method video lessons, worksheets, activities, and more for you to actually take action with ease, because I know we all have busy lives. You get a private community support group where it's really an environment of lifting each other up and being alongside everyone else working on this journey so you're not feeling alone anymore. There's a 24/7 space where you can get support, ask questions, and share anything you'd like, where you will be able to get everything answered between sessions by me. And more, like a bonus body image guest expert workshop session. If this sounds interesting to you, I would love to invite you to apply and hop on a free discovery call with me to chat more about all of the details and if embodied food freedom would be a really great fit for you and your goals. It would be my honor to support you in finding your version of food freedom so you can really truly just live your life without stressing about food anymore. The link is in the show notes for you to go ahead and apply right now and book that free discovery call. I am so excited for you, and I can't wait to potentially chat with you soon and help you to gain the clarity on if this program is the right fit for you. Now, back to the episode. Next up is a little bit of a change, I guess, a little bit more different than the previous three. And this next thought of what comes up in your mind when you're feeling out of control around food and what you're telling yourself is, I just cannot stop grabbing food when I'm stressed or bored or whatever the emotion is. Stress and boredom seem to be very common ones. But I'm just like, I just literally cannot not grab food when I'm in those scenarios. And I wouldn't say that this one's necessarily like a lie you're telling yourself or anything like that, because it is true. Like when you feel those emotions and your coping mechanism is food, then yeah, we have that association. And I really want to stress that emotional eating itself is not inherently a bad thing, because a lot of people do think, you know, if I'm eating out of emotions, that's bad. No, it's not inherently a bad thing. Where this does get sticky is when it doesn't feel good, right? Like we're soothing, but we're also pushing ourselves too far. We're overeating. We're feeling icky afterwards. We're feeling a lot of shame, guilt, all these things. That's where we want to look at things to make it feel better. But it's not just like this idea of like, oh, I just can't stop grabbing food when I'm stressed. Like, oh, I'm just a stress eater. There's, you know, a little bit more. It's a little bit deeper than that. And what's really kind of going on here is that you're generally like, no matter what emotion it is, whether it's stress, boredom, sadness, lonely, anxiousness, overwhelm, there could be lots of feelings and reasons that we're maybe turning to food. But what's really happening is that you're just experiencing some kind of discomfort from having an emotional need of yours being unmet. Or you are, in other words, maybe out of a regulated state when it comes to your emotions and maybe your nervous system. So you're needs, your emotional needs are unmet and you're feeling unregulated, right? And then what happens here is that we learn, oh, food feels good. Like eating feels good. That soothes me. right? It's a form of soothing. And it's an easy thing to do and much easier than facing the emotion, right? To help us feel better. And that is, again, completely valid and not a bad thing. Eating food is a valid coping mechanism. But again, we don't want it to be making us feel icky, right? We don't want it to be creating negative situations with food for us. I mean, food rules are a whole other thing. Like if we're feeling icky about eating emotionally, it might also just be driven because we have this negative mindset about those foods. But that's like a whole other thing. But really, like how we can go about helping relieving this is really learning how to take care of those emotional needs and cope with our emotions without just like automatically turning to food, and being able to learn how to regulate ourselves, aka like really getting to the root cause behind this stuff, because I'm all about root cause, like band-aid solutions. No, thanks. Let's address the root cause so you can really shift things and feel more free from, you know, this whole idea of like, ah, when I'm stressed, I just grab food. That's what I do. That's it. That I can't change it. No, we can address the root cause and start to begin to shift things. And that really comes from learning how to cope with our emotions, making a little bit of amends with emotional eating in general, and like regulating your system overall, and being able to know how to go from that really unregulated, uncomfortable state of whatever emotion it is that you're experiencing that's making you have that discomfort, and getting back to a regulated, more calm, or whatever the need is underneath of it, state. And yeah, that's a whole, you know, piece and thing that I love to talk about as well. But knowing that there is a solution to that. And then the last piece around like our thoughts about why you're feeling out of control around food and what stories we like to tell ourselves. And this one's a big one, honestly, and something that I think is underlying from a lot of people who are struggling with food in this way. And that's just the thought or belief that you might have of, I just can't trust myself around food, right? Like the idea that you just can't be trusted with food. I can't trust myself. That trust is broken. And again, here, this isn't necessarily a lie, but I think where the lie is in here is that you can't trust yourself, period. That is a lie. You can trust yourself. Your self-trust has just been broken, right? Your sense of self-trust has been broken because of years of dieting or trying to eat clean or trying to eat in a particular way that someone else is telling you that you should. All of the rules about food that weren't made for you, that are more cookie cutter, that came from someone else, that doesn't work for your body and what you need. And trying to follow that and trying to willpower your way into that, trying to follow those rules, trying to track, trying to do all the things, all the years of that and telling yourself, oh, I'm bad. I can't just get a grip. I'm eating so poorly, blah, blah, blah. All of these things, all these negative beliefs about food are leading you to feeling like you can't trust yourself, because those things are taking you away from trusting yourself, because all of the shoulds and rules and things like that are really just this external thing to yourself that you're trying to follow. You're not following your internal compass or your internal cues or that inner wisdom that you have, really what's at the like crux of intuitive eating, right? Like following that inner wisdom. All of the things that you've been trying to follow are external to you, and therefore, also probably not, you know, attainable, not achievable, not sustainable, all of those things. And therefore, you feel like you can't trust yourself because you couldn't keep up with that kind of stuff. And for good reason, if it was like restrictive or not giving your body enough energy and all those different pieces. But really, all in all here is that, yeah, your self-trust might be broken, and it makes sense as to why it is, right? You were told, oh, if you just eat like this, then you're going to have, you know, the most confident personality ever, or you're going to have your dream body, or you're going to have XYZ, whatever else diet culture has been selling to you. You were told that that would be the case. You couldn't follow through. So you feel like you can't trust yourself, but it's not your fault. Okay. The problem lies in all of the rules and shoulds about eating that are out there. And really, like, the fact of this is that you truly just need to rebuild that self-trust so that you can learn to tune into and trust your body over time. And I know it may not feel like that's possible right now, but by learning really like all of the other pieces of the puzzle, knowing that it's not your fault, getting your body together, like on your side, like not working against it, like we talked about before, re-nourishing your body, rewiring those beliefs about food and regulating your emotions, from doing all of these things and practicing these things over time, you will rebuild that self-trust. It will come back when we're no longer rejecting our needs, pushing them away, following all of the external shoulds, when we come back to truly caring for ourselves and caring for our bodies and doing what works best for us and our bodies specifically. That is how you rebuild that self-trust. And that is really what I want for you. And it can be such a beautiful thing that, of course, impacts your relationship with food, but also spills over into a lot of other areas of your life as well, where you've been, yeah, lacking in that self-trust. But those are the things that I wanted to cover with you today around why do I feel out of control around food, and breaking it down into what actually might be happening there and what you can do about it. So hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully this was insightful. And I would love to hear if you had any like little takeaways or aha moments from this episode. Just DM me on Instagram at The Intuitive Nutritionist and let me know. And I want to also share here that inside of Embodied Food Freedom, which is my signature small group coaching program, we touch on all of these things that I mentioned here and more. And really, like, the pillars of my freedom method that I teach to all my clients are re-nourish the body, rewire the mind, and regulate your emotions and nervous system, with a little like bonus in there that kind of is like an umbrella under the others of repairing your body image as well. So really with all of those, it's kind of bringing all the puzzle pieces together and ensuring that we are taking this more like holistic approach to food freedom, rather than just like, yeah, let's just like eat when we're hungry and stop when we're full and try and like overcome all of these years of negative beliefs we have about food. Like, it's not just that. There's so much that goes into this. And I really, really love diving into all the pieces and helping you figure out how your body's functioning, how you can understand how to take care of it, how to really shift those beliefs and ways that we're thinking about food and we're interacting with food. That's like a big chunk of the like rewiring the mind, the mindset stuff. I love to nerd out on that. And with the emotions, there's also the piece of, and I know this is so trendy these days, but it is really truly important, is regulating your nervous system and being able to cultivate a sense of safety within your body and your system so that you have the space to heal and expand these things and to feel better and to work through all of this stuff. Because if you're not feeling safe within your body, it's very difficult to be able to make change, right? So anyways, long story short, we touch on all of these things inside of Embodied Food Freedom. And if you're like, heck yes, I want this kind of support, I really want someone to guide me through this and really show me the way and how I can implement this in my life instead of me trying to just figure it out on my own because it hasn't been working this far, and you want that kind of like high level support and you want to be in a community where people are working on the same things and working towards similar goals and uplifting each other and really being held and supported for months to work through this and really, really work through it and get into all of the juice of all of these things, then I would love to invite you to apply for Embodied Food Freedom. The link to apply and book a free discovery call is waiting for you in the show notes below this episode. So you can head there if this sounds interesting to you. Know that if you apply and book a free discovery call, it's like no pressure. We get to chat on the free discovery call if it is a good fit for you. You get to ask me all the questions that you have and we will go from there. So I would encourage you to do that if this is feeling interesting to you, if you really want to stop feeling out of control around food and learn how to find actual peace with food and actual food freedom for yourself and what that looks like to you. I'm big on always saying that I want you to embody your version of food freedom because we're all unique. So there's that. I would invite you to apply to Embodied Food Freedom. And don't forget, I'm hosting a free workshop on how to actually listen to your body on Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024 at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And this is kind of like, if you want a little like more taste of what's inside Embodied Food Freedom, this free workshop will be just that too. So if you've felt confused about this whole intuitive eating and listening to your body thing, it's time for you to learn the methods that actually work. And we're going to do that inside of the free workshop too. So let's do this. Let's get you signed up for the free workshop or Embodied Food Freedom if you just want, like, you're like, yes, let's get support. The links are for you in the show notes for both of those things. And I can't wait for Embodied Food Freedom to be starting a new cohort in April and for this free workshop. I'm super excited for it. And I will chat with you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening to the Intuitively You podcast. You can find the show notes from today's episode along with all the takeaways at theintuitivenutritionist.com/podcast. Let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at the.intuitive.nutritionist. Be sure to share and tag me when you're listening along. And if you're loving the podcast, I would be so honored for you to go ahead and hit that subscribe or follow button and leave a review. I'm so happy you're here and learning how to better your relationship with food, your body, and yourself. Until next time, keep on living intuitively you.